From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Yesterday, after the tornado hit Moore, Oklahoma, word began to filter out about schools. Two elementary schools, directly in the storm's path, flattened. Suzanne Sell's daughter Claire is a fifth grader at one of those schools, Plaza Towers. Today happens to be Claire's 11th birthday. As the tornado approached, Ms. Sells was busy at work, taking care of her own students. She's a teacher at Moore High School, a couple of miles away from Plaza Towers Elementary. As she told us today, she could tell from news reports that her school would not be struck by the tornado, but she saw that her daughter's school lay right in its path.
You couldn't get any information or anything, and it was probably about an hour after everything had happened before somebody finally said Plaza Towers took a direct hit, its level.
So what did you do?
I pretty much lost it at that point. Mm. You couldn't get signal. I had to stay in the room with the kids until we were released. So, you know, as soon as I could do that, I went outside and got a signal and was able to get on Facebook and start posting and asking questions. But at that point, nobody really knew in the news channels. You know, it was like we would get one report that said Plaza Towers is leveled. The other one's like, no, all the kids are accounted for. And finally, you know, it ended up that what the information I got was accurate. Plaza Towers was indeed leveled and took a direct hit. And finally, my best friend has a brother who teaches at Santa Fe Elementary, and he had notified her that he had Claire. And what had happened, I guess, the kids, after once the tornado had passed, the ones that were in the bathroom, the teachers, you know, gathered them, and they all walked out of the tornado and down, it's probably about a mile, to Santa Fe Elementary.
So your daughter was in a bathroom with the teachers?
Yeah, the teachers, you know, they piled all the kids in there. Claire said they were just piled on top of each other, and teachers were climbing on top of them and, you know, telling them to hold on. And she said that she was screaming, and then she got a mouthful of mud and realized she should stop screaming. So,
oh, my goodness.
You know, it just, I mean, and she, you know, and when she said you could just feel the roof get ripped off, and all of a sudden there was light, and had they stayed in the hallway had collapsed. So I'm very glad that they didn't stay in the hallway.
What has Claire told you about what was going through her mind during this?
She really hasn't talked a whole lot about it.
Yeah.
She's the one that confirmed for me that our house was indeed gone, that, you know, because then when they walked out of there, she could see that it was gone. And then, you know, looking on the news, you know, looking at the pictures, there's nothing there. But, you know, she kind of, since today's her birthday, you know, she's kind of made some jokes. And she has really kinky, curly, kind of crazy hair all the time. And, you know, she kind of made the joke, I just went through an F5 tornado and my hair still looks the same. You know, but she kind of burst out crying at one point.
Ms. Sells, tell me about the moment when you were reunited with Claire. What was that like?
As soon as I saw her, you know, I just got out of the car and ran and just hugged her. And, you know, she was like, whoa, whoa, I'm okay. So, you know, she was her normal, cheerful, happy self, but kind of waiting for that to all sink in.
Yeah, I bet. What kind of physical condition was Claire in when you saw her?
You know, she had all sorts of debris in her hair. She, you know, was all muddy, but she only had one scratch on her hand. But, you know, the debris, it's just, I mean, she was pulling last night, she was pulling glass out of her hair, mm-hmm. Pieces of wood, insulation, just everything. And like I said, she's got, like, really kinky, curly hair, so it's just amazing how much stuff you're just finding in her hair.
You know, the way you're describing Claire, it sounds like she's a really stoic kid. I wonder if you're worried that it might sort of really hit her a little bit later, what happened, and to be prepared
for
that. Yeah,
I'm worried about that. More Youth and Family Services has offered to do some counseling and stuff like that, and that's definitely something I'm going to check out. Like right now, I'm just going to wait till she's ready to open up and talk, and as she learns more and finds out, you know, like how many of her schoolmates didn't make it, and, you know, I've been trying to kind of shelter her from everything to where she doesn't know about all that, but I think most kids, even at Moore High School, you know, even if you weren't directly affected by it, you know, just even in my classroom, you know, just the tears and the anxiety and just their heartfelt sadness over what they were seeing and hearing, and it's definitely something that they all are going to need a little bit of love and support, a whole lot of love and support.
Well, Ms. Sells, thank you so much for talking with us, and please wish Claire as happy a birthday as is possible under the circumstances.
I will do that. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Suzanne Sells is a teacher at Moore High School. She and her family are now staying with friends after their home was destroyed. Her daughter Claire attends Plaza Towers Elementary, which was leveled by the tornado. The Oklahoma Medical Examiner's Office says that 7 children died at that school.